means when you are asking for help, the one who accepts and will help you has answered your call. That kind of answering is labbaik. Okay. Here, the guy's problem is that whatever I say, I don't hear that labbaik. I don't hear the acceptance of my word. I say, you silly you. Because why do you do that, first of all? Why? Because there are traps hidden here and there for all of us. This is what love is doing. So when you become in love, means you are falling in a trap prepared for you in advance. So when you find that compassion in your heart to say, oh God, that is the trap. Somebody was working on that. A lot of people were working on that. Because a chimp will not react like that. All the teaching and refining and helping will prepare you to be tender enough to approach love. That's what the answer is. Yes?
Thy fear and love are the noose to catch my favour. Beneath every O Lord is many a here am I. Far from this prayer is the soul of the fool, because to him it is not permitted to cry, O Lord. On his mouth and heart are lock and bolts to the end, that he may not moan unto God in the hour.
Who is this silly fellow? Here, I'm sorry, but you have to pay some attention to the words. The words in here is, first, fool is not correct here. Fool means crazy, means silly, means stupid. The word here is jahil, means ignorant. And you remember Rumi explained what jann is. Anyone? Jann. Said jann is not but information in practice. Knowledge in practice is jann. Here we will say the jann of a jahil means that essence of an ignorant is the furthest from this prayer I'm talking about. Why? Exactly because he cannot say it. He cannot say it because his mouth is locked. Because he has been bad. And when you're bad, your mouth will be locked. So you will not pray. This is the order for Pharaoh. You know that Pharaoh had never had a headache or toothache, and he didn't need family doctor at all. He says, that's the plan. Because he was not supposed to say, oh God. That's the point. He was not proper fellow to call the God, so he was not offered the pain. Do you remember we talked that pain is good? Pain will bring you in and give you some alert, and you think better when you're in pain.
Yeah.
This is one of those pains.
I would debate that.
You are not qualified for the moment. Momentary disqualification. There are a lot of stuff that happens. Let me tell you a good silly story over there. In 1970s, late 70s, everybody knowing me, everybody agreed that I am unluckiest fellow on the earth. because of the thing happened to me. For 2 years, I was suspended because I went to Germany, war started. So I was left in Germany with nothing, just a suitcase. For 2 years, right? Everybody accepted that those are the worst day of my life. If it was not for that, I wouldn't be in Canada. Now, that's the lucky stuff happened to me, because that was the only way to kick me out of that country. I had a lot and I had a lot of activities and all that. So whatever happens, don't judge it immediately. There are stuff that happens and you go through the difficulties and later you say, ooh, what lucky person I was. Especially with that case, ask her to tell you the story of my sister. Anyhow, he said, listen, you should be lucky to beg for love. Because love is like that. Yes.
He gave to Pharaoh 100-fold possessions and riches, so that he claimed might and majesty. In his whole life, that man of evil nature felt no headache, lest he should moan unto God.
You pay attention to that word majesty. Ah, because he used it in another way. There is Jalal and there is Ejlali. It's one word. Means really magnificent majesty. So Jalal itself is majesty. Ejlali means majestic. Okay? He used both words. First he said, that truth will be given to you when you become majestic. Here you will say, he gave all the majesty to Pharaoh, but not that lovely one. Pharaoh with all the majesty was not majestic. That's the point here. Yes?
God gave him all the empire of this world. He did not give him grief and pain and sorrows. Grief is better than the empire of the world, so that you may call unto God in secret.
I'm sorry, because he used that word grief and sorrow, and he liked it, and he repeated by grief. But this verse is pain, doubt. Pain is the best in the universe. Why? Because you call God. Pain comes, you say, oh God. So pain is good. Yes?
The call of the griefless is from a frozen heart. The call of the grieving one is from rapture.
So there are two kinds of pain, two kinds of grief. One comes from Pharaoh. One comes from Moses. One pain is coming from your heart. One pain is the suffering of the brain, which is nonsense. Yes?
To withdraw the voice under the lips, to bear in mind origin and beginning. The voice become pure and sad, O God, and O Thou whose help is besought, and O Helper.
This is one of those verses that I remember one of my teachers, Ali Jafari. Once in a while, when we had this class, we'd sit down on the floor. It's early in the morning. We have breakfast, and that's the beginning of our class. And he would teach, and we'd go on. And suddenly, he gets tired. But there are times that when he's reading, suddenly he will stop and he starts singing. And these are some of those verses, because it's poetically talking about the tenderness of musicality of prayer. We say in prayer, when you make your voice somehow tender, when you keep the echo in your mouth, that stuff with a lot of sentiment is here to pay attention to the feeling in a fellow who is really praying with the heart. You see, those feelings, those tenderness, those paying attention to details, all of that is a state of alertness, is the state of being conscious. Yes?
On the dog for his sake is not void of attraction, because everyone who desires is brigands captive. As the dog of the cave, which was freed from carrion and sat at the table of the emperors. Until the resurrection, before the cave, it is drinking in Gnostic wise, without pot, the water of mercy.
Now. Because this is a very delicate subject, and Rumi here is really being a master, is playing with words very carefully. He wants to explain that compassion, and he wants to say that compassion, you could imitate it, but it won't do, and it's some magical stuff. First of all, we say that even the dog will be heard. He has pity for the dog. Means what? That special dog, remember, the dog of calf, the dog who became human, the dog who became master, the dog who is sitting in front of that cave and drinking the Erfan's water up to the end of the time without even a cup. Means you're talking about Aref. That dog is drinking like an Aref with no mug. Means what? Okay, the story was good, beautiful, cartoon, watching the dog and say, do you remember what I tried to explain, that when a fellow becomes enlightened, then his finger is enlightened even, the body will be transformed. Here again say that even the ego of a person, when transformed and cut from the ego, became part of we, that fellow is permanently enlightened. Even the ego could be like that, could become like that. Yes?
Oh, there is many a one in a dog's skin who hath no name, yet is not without that cup in secret. Give thy life for this cup, O son. How may victory be without warfare and patience?
So now we are facing a very special cup. The cup that you should give your life for it. And remember, that doggy doesn't need this. So you should end with that mug. It's a very special mug. What is the price of the mug? Jahad, sabr. Jahad, remember, was doing your best. Do the best effort you can. Try your best. This is jahad that we come back again and again and again, because there are two ways of thinking, jabr and ikhtiyar. We say, are we forced to do this, or do we have